Now, if you've been involved on social media this week, one of the talked about issues was who's more important in a family, mum and dad, or the parents, or the kids? Who comes first, in other words? And there's been a psychologist, John Rosemond, who's had a view. It's been circulating. Great debate this week. I thought it's worth discussing with our listeners this morning.
And just to clarify, you mean the partner, so mum, who is more important to mum? Should it be their partner, i.e. dad, or should it be, or is it, the kids?
Yes.
And vice versa. With dad, should mum be the most important, or should the kids be most important? And who becomes the most important?
So John asked the questions to families, who are the most important people in your family? Like all good mum and dads of this brave new millennium, they answered, our kids.
Yeah.
Why, he asked them, are the kids more important than your partner? And then they fumble around and they try and give an answer, and there's no reasonable answer. And he went on to point out that many, if not most of the problems that we're having with our kids, typical stuff these days, are the result of treating their children as if they, their marriage and their family exist because of the kids, when in fact, it's the other way around.
That's interesting.
Their kids exist because of them, their marriage, and they thrive because they have created a stable family.
Yeah.
Furthermore, without them, their kids wouldn't eat well, have nice clothing to wear, and they wouldn't live in a nice home.
Yeah, that's a good point.
People my age, when we were kids, it was clear that our parents were the most important people in our family. He goes on to make the point. That he said, our parents' marriages were more important to them than their relationships with us. Therefore, we did not sleep in their beds or interrupt their conversations. The family meal at home was regarded as more important than after-school activities. And mum and dad talked more, a lot more, with one another than they talk with you. The most important person in an army is the general. The most important person in a corporation is the CEO. And the most important person in a classroom is the teacher. Our child is the most important person in our family is the first step towards raising a child who feels entitled.
Yeah, that's very
interesting. That's his concluding comments.
That is very interesting, isn't it?
So it raises the question this morning. Is he right?
Yeah.
So I ask you, just before we went to the break, who's the most important person within the family? Do the kids come before each other? And do we put time into each other once we've taken care of the kids?
Yeah, well, look,
his argument is that you should be putting time into each other and then the kids should come next.
Good point. I've thought about that now. In my mind, I get home through the door. I say, g'day, Amy. The kids come running at me from different directions. Ava will come from wherever she is. Chloe will come from wherever she is. And for the next half an hour to 45 minutes, I am engrossed in the kids. Reading, playing, doing something. Maybe even if I'm having a bite to eat, they'll sit there with me. Amy will be in the background, not in my background, but she, you know, she won't take center stage because the kids are seeing me for the first time. Finally, we'll put them to bed, and then Amy and I will get a chance to have a chat and talk through the day and do all of those things.
Or you're too exhausted and you pile into bed and you don't talk.
And that can happen, absolutely.
So the argument or the discussion here this morning, is this guy right? 9221 882 Have we missed the boat? Are we being too accommodating to our kids over the years? And that's the reason why there's a problems within our society that we've got.
I thought he made... John Rosemond is his name, is that right?
That's right.
I thought he made some really interesting points. One, that bit about the kids not thinking that the world exists, the family world exists for them, that was fascinating. I.e., we did grow up in a time when if mum and dad were having a conversation, you didn't butt in, did you? I mean, I wouldn't have dared butt it in if mum and dad were chatting.
Different era.
These days,
encourage our children to kind of speak up more than what perhaps we were allowed to.
These days, the kids will have no problem doing that. But he's quite right, I reckon. I reckon if I could get inside the head of my kids, one's only 3 and a half and the other's just turned 6, they probably do think our family exists for them.
9221 882 Keen to hear from you. The children might actually argue, you brought me into the world, pal, then you need to look after me. So there's that entitlement factor that comes to the fore, and sometimes that's actually encouraged by various authorities.
And there's probably no right or wrong answer here, but gee, it's an interesting discussion.
I think he's on the money. I don't think he's wrong. It'd be interesting to see what our listeners think. 9221 882 Talkback caller of the day. Well, we've got some terrific prizes. We'll share those with you. Des, good morning.
Good morning. Mate, thank God we've finally found an academic with a brain.
So you agree with it, do you?
Yeah.
So have you had children, Des?
I have one child, and he's the world's best and greatest human being. But we still discuss things and all that sort of stuff. But as he said, the general leads the troops. The troops don't lead the general.
Yeah, no, fair enough. All right, so Des, you reckon the bloke's on the money, rare for an academic. Met a couple the other day that broke up when they had kids, and when the kids left home, they rekindled their relationship.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Never been better. The kids ruined their relationship at the time and interrupted the relationship.
Mm.
Well, I mean, you want them to enhance your relationship, not to interrupt. Ruth, good morning.
Oh, good morning. How times have changed. Basil, what a wonderful father you must be. My kids were born in the 60s. My husband worked in an office in Subiaco, and we lived in Wembley. And when I told him I had pains and everything, I had to get a taxi and get to hospital.
Yeah, times have certainly changed on that front. I don't think a dad would dare not be there for the birth of their children
so
now.
So you believe that the children should come first, Ruth? Is that the point that you're making?
No. Just Basil's comment. I think I think kids have got too much, all these things that they play with all the time, these iPads and all that. I think there's going to be a hell of a revolution because I know lots of small kids and that, nieces and nephews' kids, and they won't look you in the eye to talk to you. They just run away and get their machine things. I think they should only have them for certain hours of the day, but
you can't
tell people that.
Really good call, Ruth.
Brett from Duncraig on the SMS 19999677. Yep, my ex said kids come first, and my dad said that's crap. Sure enough, she's gone.
Mm.
So that you listen to your father more than your partner?
Well, he was just making the point,
yeah,
I guess.
I know
dad.
What he's saying.
Yeah.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, mate.
What do you think, mate?
I agree with the guy. Basically, kids observe behaviour, and if they see a good relationship, then they sort of know how to replicate that in the world. So if they can see mum and dad having a good time, you know, being parents and adults, well, that's where they learn from.
Mm. What about the child that wants attention?
They've definitely got to learn their place. That's how I learned. And I think that goes back to that respect thing and common courtesy you guys were talking about the other day with tradies.
Yep. Yeah, no, good point. All right, Jeff, good on you. Thanks for that. Let's go to Rob.
I mean, it's you know, your kids haven't seen you all day and they come running at you. You want to spend some time with them and they need some help with their homework and they've spent time with mum from post-school, so it's sort of almost a balancing thing, isn't it? But
when the relationship's gone south,
yes,
you can obviously put a lot more times into your kids to avoid the issues that you should be discussing.
Sure.
That's quite true, too.
No, that's right. And the potential is there for your partner to become neglected as a priority of you giving the kids more attention.
Sorry, Rob, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Baz. Morning, Steve.
Hi, mate.
As a young father myself, like you, Baz, I have a different view. I think every relationship is as important, the one between a father and a daughter, mother and daughter, husband and wife.
Sure.
Because if we just concentrate on one relationship and just leave the kids sort of free range a bit, we get into this, we always say nowadays, you know, you see these kids, you know, hooning around and all this sort of stuff, and we go, where are the parents? Well, they're off enjoying each other's company because, hey, we're the priority. And that cycle then continues. So I think every relationship is important. Yes, you've got to have a great relationship with your wife or your husband, and then equally, in a different way, you've got to have a different relationship. But the equal amount of time that you put into that with your children.
Yeah, no, good call. I can't probably disagree with what you're saying there. Thanks, Rob. But this is from Jan. Guys, I think it's balance. Parents need to have common sense. Be the parent, not the friend.
Sure.
They need to know you love them, but they need to know that you are the boss. And I think a few people don't like being the
boss.
That's
a good point. One thing I say to Ava a lot, like Ava scared me the other day. She went and hid in the cupboard and I walked past and she went boo, and it really did scare me. I wasn't expecting it. And I said to Ava, what you do at school with your mates, you don't do here at home. This is not the school playground. You can have fun like that at school. You don't do that here at home with your mum and your dad.
Hello, Margaret.
Hi. I think as much as your children are important to you in your lives, I think you have to nurture the relationship between your husband and wife, because when all said and done, your children are basically only on loan to you. Once they grow up, they get married, you come back to that just the two of you, how you started off.
Yep.
And if you don't nurture that relationship and you grow apart,
yep,
what do you have left?
That's very true.
Well said.
And that's pretty well what he's saying, is that you can't afford to let it go to the wayside and think it's going to recover, because sometimes it doesn't.
Look, as you know, Millsy, some of it is just hours in the day. You want to spend a couple of hours with your kids. You want to spend a couple of hours with your partner. Some people don't have four spare hours.
Interesting discussion, though. If you want to find out more about that, check it out online. His name is John Rosemond.
And we'll post a copy of the article up on our Facebook page.